The Tom King Jr. campaign for Congress on Thursday trumpeted a tweet from the National Republican Congressional Committee asserting that Tom Malinowski is one of three freshman Democrats losing in tested matchups against named candidates. In this sampling, one of those named candidates is naturally Tom King. But you wonder if the NRCC also polled how Rosemary Becky would do. Becky, who heads Jersey First, an advocacy group for lower taxes and less spending, announced her candidacy earlier this month for the GOP congressional nomination in the 7th District, which Malinowski narrowly won over Republican Leonard Lanz last fall. In a chat this week in her Milburn office, Becky suggested Malinowski is more concerned with advancing his career than actually representing a district that ranges over six counties in central and western New Jersey. She said Malinowski may be looking to be Secretary of State in a Democratic administration. He did serve as Assistant Secretary overseeing human rights in the Obama administration. Saying someone may be looking to run the State Department could be seen as a compliment, but that's not how Becky meant it. She said Malinowski is not there in Congress to fight for the issues that people in New Jersey want. Her view of the incumbent is predictable, but a more pressing concern for her is the other Tom. Party leaders who enjoy controlling things dislike primaries, but the feeling here is that average voters like having a choice. And that will happen if Becky, Keene and perhaps others square off for the Republican nomination next June. The younger Keene, obviously, is the son of the one-time governor. That seems like an advantage, at least in name recognition, but Becky doesn't necessarily buy it. I really think people are focused on the issues and their lives, she said. I don't think people look for political dynasties anymore. She referred to Keene as a career politician, who hasn't accomplished all that much in the 18 years he's been in the legislature. She also criticized him for being one of the few Republicans to support the $38.7 billion state budget. That wasn't good for New Jersey, she says. Generally speaking, Becky, who lives in Short Hills, described herself as more conservative than Keene on such social issues as the Second Amendment and abortion. She said she is pro-life. One bright spot on Becky's resume is her work in the 1990s as tax counsel for the Senate Finance Committee. She takes pride in being a co-author of what's become known as the 529 Plan, a tax-beneficial plan that offers families a way to save for college. A legitimate accomplishment in the public sphere is bound to help a candidate. The Keene campaign said a few weeks ago it already has raised more than $500,000. That's a good start, but Becky doesn't seem fazed. As to her campaign and ability to raise money, she said, I work pretty hard.